Chapter 11. The Crash. Soon Bond was speeding along the coast road. There was no wind and the night was clear. Bond drove faster and faster. He was angry. Why had M sent Vesper, a woman, on this job? He knew that Lachiffe's men would give him the girl if he gave them the check. Well, he wouldn't do it. This job was more important than Vesper. All right, he would try and catch the Citroen. But if he didn't catch them, he would go back to his hotel. He would say nothing to Mathis about the Citroen. He would not pay Lachiffe's men the 40 million francs. Tomorrow, he would show Mathis the note. He would ask Mathis what had happened to Vesper. Bond's Bentley was traveling at 160 kilometers an hour. The Citroen was only a kilometer or two ahead. Bond took a gun from under the driver's seat. He put it on the seat beside him. There were three men and a girl in the Citroen. Lachiffe was driving. The man who had carried the walking stick gun was beside him. There was a thick handle next to the man's left hand. The handle came from the floor of the car. The tall, thin gunman was sitting in the back seat. Vesper was next to him. She had a sack over her head. It was tied around her neck with a piece of rope. Lachiffe watched Bond's car in his driving mirror. The Bentley was only a kilometer behind. When he went round a corner, Lachiffe slowed to 50 kilometers an hour. He could see a crossroads ahead.
"Get ready,"
he said to the man beside him. The man put his fingers round the handle. At that moment, the Bentley's headlights came round the corner.
"Now,"
said Lachiffe. The man pulled the handle up quickly. Suddenly, the boot at the back of the car opened wide. There was the sound of metal hitting the road. Lachiffe looked into the mirror. Bond's car was coming round the corner. Lachiffe quickly drove the car into a side road. At the same time, he turned off the car's lights. He stopped the car and all three men jumped out. They ran back to the crossroads. Each man carried a gun. The Bentley was speeding towards them.